Flooding. Japanese firms urge improvement. Faulty information a serious concern. While foreign direct investment remains intact, Japan's Toshiba says it is critical for the government to provide more accurate flood information and implement long-term prevention measures. At Patumtani's Bangatti Industrial Park, one of Toshiba's largest production centers in ASEAN, factories making semiconductors, lighting, fluorescent lamps, and home appliances shut down on Tuesday for at least 5 days. The suspension is due mainly to a shortage of raw materials. Employees have been deployed for flood prevention efforts at the factories and the 24-year-old industrial estate itself. Bangatti is one of 8 industrial estates warned on Wednesday by Industry Minister Wanara Chanukun that they are in danger of being flooded. The others are Bang Chan and Lat Krabang industrial estates in Bangkok, Bang Pli and Bang Pu in Samut Prakan, Gang Khoi in Saraburi, High Tech in Ayutthaya, and Navanakorn in Patumtani. So far, nothing has changed regarding Toshiba's investment in Thailand, but this situation must not happen again, said Gopkon Watanavrangkun, chairwoman of Toshiba Thailand. The government has to understand that after the floodwaters recede, it must immediately implement flood prevention measures. It does not matter how much it costs, this must be done. She said the widespread flooding has resulted in unprecedented manufacturing disruptions, and it will take factories a long time to recover. We'll have to reinvest in our factories and recoup lost business opportunities. Buyers could opt for products from elsewhere and never come back, said Ms. Kopkon, who is also the president of the Thai-Japanese Association. She said one of Thailand's weaknesses is the dissemination of inaccurate and even contradictory information by different government agencies. Yasuo Ashizawa, the president of Toshiba Semiconductor, Thailand, said his company was suffering a shortage of raw materials as vendors at the Saha Ratanakorn and high-tech industrial estates in Ayutthaya have been socked by the flooding. One of the world's top three semiconductor makers, Toshiba produces 1 billion pieces a month at Bangkati Industrial Park in Patumtani, where it employs 1,600 workers. The Japanese government has been very active in providing information on several occasions, including the tsunami, said Mr. Ashizawa. In Thailand, flood information has proved inaccurate. We do not know what the situation is in other areas. The government should offer a forecast for the coming months, too. Canon Incorporated said yesterday that it would shift production of its 2 plants in Ayutthaya after they were inundated. Canon may shift inkjet printer production to another plant in Thailand or one in Vietnam, said a spokesman at the company's Tokyo headquarters. Japan's Nidec Corporation suspended operations at 6 of its 7 plants in Thailand. 3 of the plants have sustained flood damage. Nidec's hard disk drive motor plant in Patumtani will be closed until Sunday. No time frame for reopening the other plants was given. The Japan External Trade Organization, or JETRO, called on the Thai government to speed up crisis control measures in order to minimize effects across the supply chain. Setsuo Yuichi, the president of JETRO Thailand, said relevant information must be provided more quickly so investors in industrial estates can react to the situation in a timely manner. Japanese investors are still confident in Thailand and the government, but I could not say whether they will relocate to other countries, said Mr. Iuchi.